Hey, Curiosity Builders, I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you learn something new in this podcast and find yourself inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back and keep you stuck from getting your work to work. What dreams are you devoting the remaining time of your life on planet Earth to bring into being? What is your vision for your work and community? How will you know what the right thing to pursue is? Nothing but big questions as I explore dreams and visions. You can probably tell a lot about my state of mind by the books I'm reading. Lately, the theme is all about big dreams of a better future. As I apply what I'm reading to my life and work, I start to see a transformation take place. My intuition is daily sharpened, my discernment is taking shape, and I'm devoting my days to something bigger than myself. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/546. If you looked at my reading list, you could probably tell a lot about my state of mind. And if I'm to be honest, that's both a good thing and a bad thing. Because sometimes there's just books on there that are like, really, Chris, you read that? But lately, I've been obsessed with dreams and visions. Not just in like a metaphysical or dream state sense, but in big, massive, lofty ideas that organize our lives and give meaning. But not just to like my own life, but to an entire society. Those are massive dreams. Last night I couldn't sleep. Insomnia hit me hard. And so I laid there thinking about dreams and visions. And I was trying to figure out the difference between the two. When I think about dreams, I think about the things we want to do or have done that we replay in our minds and that our subconscious plays in our minds when we sleep. They might happen. They might have already happened. Or they might not happen at all. Yet the fascinating things about dreams that in our minds, they come to life in our imagination. I've had several powerful dreams in my life. But the most powerful one was when I was trying to figure out whether I should marry my wife or not. It's a big decision. And I just wasn't sure. And one night as I was sleeping, I had a dream and it felt so real. There were just these giant legs sticking out of the ocean. And a sword came down into the ocean and parted the waves, creating a path. And I interpreted that dream as, yes, marry your wife. This is the path for you to walk. And I did. We've been married for 17 years now. Probably a lot longer than some of the people who were like, really? That seems sudden. That seems fast. But dreams are powerful because they can shake us into action. But the interesting thing is dreams can also shut us down and keep us stuck in the past, in the nostalgia of the way things were. But what about visions? When I think about vision, I think about an organization's vision statement. You know, that compass or a North Star. Is vision just a dream in action? What about flashes of insight about what could happen if we don't take action? To help me make sense of dreams and visions, I've been reading Pope Francis's latest book, Let Us Dream, The Path to a Better Future. And in it, he mentioned a Bible verse that has been stuck in my head about the days when old men shall dream dreams and your young men shall see visions. I find it interesting that the old shall dream and the young shall see vision. But what about the in-between world when you're neither young nor old? Because I feel in between those two worlds. Could it be that there will be days of our lives when we dream dreams and see visions? on our journey from young to old? Dreams and visions are both necessary because they bring shape, meaning, and purpose to every single life. And I don't think we, and I'm definitely including myself in this, do not dream large enough. And I think we lack the vision to make our dreams come true. Could it be that we need less strategy and more imagination-fueled intentional action? I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm all for goals, but there's something humbling about pursuing something that modern technology just can't grasp or understand yet. As I think about dreams and visions, another question pops into my mind. Why do we need to embrace and encourage dreams and visions to begin with? Well, I think they help us to live in harmony with uncertainty, confusion, pain, and doubt. In Pope Francis's book, he talks about that a fruitful thought should always be unfinished. And the reason why is that it gives space to subsequent development. And I like to think that that development happens by ourselves, but also others. Again, in my state of insomnia last night, I laid in bed thinking about what an unfinished thought looks like in our algorithmic-driven world, where Google has predictive text that finishes our thoughts for us. Instagram knows that I want reels of cute animals every day, and Twitter knows to throw gas on my anger, turning it into rage. But really, there's nothing left to develop. I just have to stay in the system, rudderless, and moment by moment losing focus on what truly matters. One of my favorite thinkers, writers, and humans is Christopher Butler. He's been on the show a few times, and we have really deep conversations. Earlier this week, he was writing about obscurity and providing a dose of encouragement for independent creators, designers, and developers to continue maintaining what he calls their obscure, quiet corner of the internet. I love that. The internet was such a magical place in the early days before consumerism took over. And I've thought about that deeply because dreams and visions are grown in obscurity. In many ways, obscurity is the fertile soil of our life. So what is the point of all of this? Before you think I've gone off the deep end of philosophizing and pontificating, there is a point to my thoughts this morning. First, foster your intuition. Dreams and visions thrive when you listen to what's going on inside of you and around you. Recently, I've had several shoots going on for my video work, and I had moments where as I was prepping the gear for the shoot, my intuition said, "Ooh, you better pack this. You better pack that." And as I listened to my intuition and packed that bit of equipment that I wasn't initially planning on, it ended up being what I needed on every shoot. That's just one example of intuition. Second, develop the power of discernment. We have unlimited options available to us. With algorithms, our agency to choose is being taken away from us, and discernment helps us to be rational and listen to our intuition. As Pope Francis describes in his book, discernment is the means to think through our decisions and actions, not just by rational calculation, but by listening for God's Spirit. And what I love about that is whether you're listening for God's Spirit, the universe, or whatever you want to describe, it requires both rational thinking and listening for something beyond ourselves. That is discernment. And that's tough. It requires trust in embracing the tension that comes from rational thought and listening to those outside voices. And finally, devote your remaining days to the pursuit of something larger than yourself. Devotion requires choice. It requires making a decision, making a commitment, moving towards a dream or a vision. Devotion means you are no longer stuck. So I encourage you to chase the visions of your youth and the dreams of your older days, because without them, what do you have? Did you know that I started an online community for creators, dreamers, storytellers, and do-gooders just like you? It's called Curiosity Builders. and it's a safe place to connect, learn, grow, and share. Sign up for free at curiosity.builders or find the link in this episode's show notes at gwtw.co/546. Join the curious conversations with others just like you today. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.